We're going to open up over here to the right with Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Cool.
Well, we've heard that one of the benefits of having those tablets on the field is that you get to immediately review players. I think you know where I'm going with this. When you watch that pick back on film, do you think I should have thrown it out further, or do you think I shouldn't have thrown the ball at all?
No. I looking back at that play, I probably wouldn't. I mean, you know, sometimes things happen, and, you know, I think looking at it, you know, the boundary was clouded, so I couldn't throw the boundary. We were max protected, so I had three routes. So it was either that or my vertical wrap, and my vertical wrap was covered. So that was really the only option I had, and the plan all week was let that thing rip and put it on a spot. And, you know, I'm going to trust number four every day of the week, and he's going to go make that play. And, you know, sometimes things happen, and, you know, it's football. And you know what? We had to come back and bounce back, and you know what? It's part of the game, and you know, it's about how you respond. And I think we responded really well, and nobody batted an eye. We just went back to work and kept going.
Will over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, well, when the run game is clicking like it did, and what does that do for you? What does that do for the offense? What does it? Is it an attitude changer?
Oh yeah, I think you saw the offensive line rocking off the ball today. They were getting up to the second level very fast. You know, with the way that their front was set up, you know, we felt like Seth and some of the tackles could work up to the second level really quickly. And I think our guards got really good movement. You know, I think those guys were getting up to the second level well, and our running backs were doing an unbelievable job of reading things. And when the run game is clicking like that, man, it makes my job easy, you know, because we're not in a lot of third downs. You know, we stay on schedule, you know, and if we are in third down, it's, I don't think we had more than like, I mean, obviously the one that was like a super long, but other than that, it was maybe like a third and 10 was probably the longest we had. So it keeps you on schedule, you know, and when you can present a balanced attack like we did today, it opens a lot of things up.
Does it change attitude when Sean was saying that bad intentions? You play with bad intentions.
Mm-hmm.
When the run game is doing what it's doing, does that sort of change anything from finesse to more power? Or what does that do in the mood?
I don't think we think about that much. I think you know, we're just out there executing one play at a time. And some plays, you know, they're going to be a little more finesse. Some plays are going to be a little more downhill and right at you. And you know, everyone's just got to do their job on every single play. And you know, we're trying to be the hardest playing team in the country. And you know, I think we did it for a lot of the game today. I don't think we were perfect. I think offense had a pretty solid game. And I think overall, I mean, you win 49-14. You know, no one's going to complain about that. I mean, that's a you know, we don't take wins for granted here. But you know, and I say this every single week, and I'm going to say it the rest of the year. But there's always more to improve on, and I think that's the exciting thing.
Will over here, deep right, Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Will, you guys showed the T again, like in the spring game. Are you ever surprised by what Chip Kelly's calling? And now three games into it, just what's your relationship like with him calling plays?
Yeah, I think we're clicking. We're on the same page on a lot of things. And just the way that we see, you know, the way that we see coverages and the way that we see just the pictures, we're on the same page on a lot of stuff. And I think we're really starting to click. And, yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to get with Coach Kelly. I mean, he'll do just about anything. And I think that's the cool part about it. It keeps defenses on their toes. And I mean, there's still a ton of stuff that, you know, I'm sure we're going to come up with and, you know, new stuff we'll create and, you know, things we'll make off of what we've already done. And I think that's the fun part about it. You know, it's the chess game. It's the game within the game, you know, and it makes it fun.
Over to the left, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Will, on Mecca's touchdown, how soon after he caught it did you think it was going to go all the way? And just how important is what he can do after the catch?
It was pretty soon after. I think I looked at Trey and started celebrating, and I knew he was gone after he hit that. I think he crossed into like the third level, and I was like, all right, he's gone. I mean, like, I think my two touchdown passes were a screen and a slant today, and they were both for over like 45 to 68 yards. Like, I mean, it's awesome, you know, like when I can just let those guys go, you know, get the yak and do the rest. Like, it's, again, it makes my job easy, man.
Over to the right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Will, now that Emeka's had the kind of game he just had, Jeremiah had obviously two really good games to start the year. Do you feel like teams are starting to defend you guys a little differently and will continue to try to do different things moving forward to try to throw you guys off?
I'm sure they will. I don't know if we've seen anything crazy yet. You know, I think in all the games that we've played, I think every, you know, defense has kind of tried to change things up, tried to give us different looks. You know, I think today they were kind of just trying to throw whatever they could at us, different looks. They changed up some things, some tendencies they did that didn't show up today as much. You know, obviously there were still some that stayed true, but some of them didn't show up as much. And, you know, you have to be ready for all those things and be ready to react to them. But also, you know, I think the all of the stuff that we've done has presented problems for defenses. And, you know, you gotta just continue to adjust and adapt to whatever they're going to do to you.
Isle, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Speaking of problems for defenses, I know your receivers don't care who gets the credit, but to get the ball spread around a little more, Jeremiah obviously took the headlines the first two games. Going into Big Ten play, how important is that for to kind of remind everyone, Emeka, Carnell, you've got weapons besides.
Yeah. No, I think it's huge. I mean, I think, you know, people respecting everything, you know, and not just the receivers, the tight ends too. Those guys can make plays too, you know, like it's – and then the run game and then, you know, me getting my legs going. Like all these different things present challenges for defenses. And the more that we can – the more ways that we can attack them and the more people we can get involved, the harder it's going to be for them.
Over here to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Emeka said that the expectation, or at least the possibilities there, to score on every play. What's it like to be the quarterback on an offense that has that kind of ability and confidence to do that?
Man, I was sitting on the sideline today, and I was talking to some of the other quarterbacks, Devin and Julian. I was like, dude, our offense is so explosive. It's crazy. Like, I mean, literally every play could be a touchdown. If, you know, if we block everything up and get everything, like, it, every play could break for a touchdown. And it's exciting. It's also like, you know, it makes it kind of fun. You know, you're just like, you never know when Trey's going to go, you know, take a run that should have probably been tackled for like an 8-yard loss and just stiff arm somebody and into next week. And like Quinshon, you know, like superhero slamming some, like, it's just, it's fun, man. It makes it exciting, and you never know what's going to happen on any certain play. All you got to do is, for me, I just got to do my job, man. And I just got to keep us on schedule and be sharp, and I think we did a good job of that today.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Will, there's a lot of talk about the explosion of the receivers, but on a day when you can give a bubble or a screen to Mac and he can take it for a touchdown, but then, say, the next drive, the receivers block the way they do, what is that like to have receivers, and it's not just one receiver, it's all of them, be so versatile in that aspect?
Yeah, man, that's the mentality of that room, man. Zone six, like, those dudes are dudes, like, and it's not just about getting catches, you know? It's not just about scoring touchdowns. It's about executing every single play, and I think Coach Hart does a really good job of coaching those guys up and getting them right. I've never seen a more selfless group of receivers and a more selfless, talented group of receivers. Like, all of them are unbelievably talented. They all want to genuinely see each other succeed. They block for each other because, you know, they know that whatever, you know, they may have to do the same thing the next play, you know, and they're going to be, you know, Emeka may be blocking for Carnell, and then Carnell may be blocking for Mech and JJ, like, whoever it is, man, it doesn't matter. And I think that shows the selflessness of those guys and, you know, the character of the guys in that room. And it for me, like, I can work with character, man. If I got guys around me that I truly love and care about, and I know are going to go put their body on the line and make plays, not just in their pass game, but in the blocking game, like, man, we can work with that. That is, it's spoiling for me.
Got time for just a couple more over here to the right. Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, just three real fast ones. Your coach taking the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty when clearly. Marshall was lollygagging, getting back out on the field. You were in the midst of that. What were you told by the officials there about what was going on?
I wasn't really told anything.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened
Your
on that play.
Your recourse was called timeout.
Yeah, I don't know what they were. The refs were just. I mean, I know they were playing the game with us with the delay of game and trying to, you know, late substitute. I've been a part of that on teams before, and
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and the robust. When you get the sneak, did you get harder from the front? Did you get hit harder from the front or the back? Because everybody wanted you to score, I think.
I don't know. Pause. But I knew somebody – I needed to say it. But I don't know. That O-line got a really, really good push on that play, though. They got a really good push, and it was probably the easiest quarterback sneak I've ever had.
And the last thing, Quinshon Judkins, you get to watch him sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe how he runs from a violent standpoint, whatever you want to call it?
He's different, man. He's different. He's built different. He's a different beast, man. He's physical. He's fast. I mean, you saw it on that breakaway run. Like, there's not much that guy can't do. And I think on top of that, he's one of my favorite people on the team. Like, he's like awesome. I love that dude. And I would do anything for him, man. And the plays that he's making are just, you know, it's just a compound of all the work he's put in since he's been here. And I'm excited for him because he's only scratching the surface of what he's capable of, and he's already doing some pretty damn good things.
And final question, Stefan Krajcnik, Cleveland.com.
Coach was talking about Seth McLaughlin, said he was kind of like an NFL center, said he had a calming presence in a room. I guess from your perspective, you know, working with him, how much easier does he kind of make your job, and how has your relationship with him grown since you both got here?
Man, me and Seth are super tight. Like, he's one of my best friends on the team, and we spend a lot of time together. And he is a guy that I fully trust in anything. Like, if he makes a call, I'm like, oh yeah, he probably sees something I don't see, you know, and we can bounce ideas off each other. Hey, why'd you do that? Why'd you make a left call there? Why'd you, you know, whatever it is, you know, we have that relationship to where we trust each other, and we know that we're both trying to get on the same page, and we're on the same page most of the time. And he's been a really, really good for me to have, you know, just coming into this, you know, being a first year guy in a system and also having a guy like him. You know, I think both of us can kind of lean back on our experiences a little bit, and all the different football, you know, both of us have played a ton of football up to this point, and I think that's helped us, and we've bonded over that, and also it's helped us out on the field.
Great. Will, thank you very much.
Thank you all. Go Bucks.
Folks, press box closes in 2 hours.